discussing the issues of the day, the important news of the day. I'm Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, all here to serve you, to entertain you, to inform you. Radio, kind of the way it used to be, useful, informational, a little fun here and there. I have two things in front of me. One of them is about dying, and the other is about living.
I'd like to choose living if I have any input, sir.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right, well, maybe we'll discuss both of them as we work our way through the hour. The death of Nelson Mandela, not necessarily, well, I don't know, maybe I can tie the conversation. Kenny's posted something that I think maybe in part we have posted before, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and the essence of this that you can share has to do with what happens when people are dying. What do you think about when you're dying? Again, not necessarily is this the most uplifting thing, but I think actually there's a good lesson in it, and maybe we talk about it a little bit after we talk about Nelson Mandela. The controversy today, the red meat for the right of center hosts will be President Obama shaking Raul Castro's hand at the funeral.
It's kind of a no-no.
Right? Well, no, there's a no-no, or it isn't.
The guy, I mean, he's being polite.
No.
You
politicize it. Both of you are already politicizing it as if
I'm
it
not
was
politicizing
the
it.
Most,
I'm talking
yes,
about
you are.
A plain no. and simple good manners.
No, but your tone
that's all it is. Somebody's,
indicates
no, somebody's,
your favorable feelings.
It's somebody's funeral. It's good manners. You say hello to the people around you. I think anybody making any more of that is an idiot.
Even our sworn enemies?
It why? Doesn't matter.
But why
it's
is he?
Somebody
that's,
else's
see,
funeral. That's not
that's
a place
the other
for
thing.
Politics.
That's right. The other thing. Why is Castro, and why, in general, are we not doing what we ought to be doing in terms of dealing with Cuba? We have dealings of China's a communist country.
Mm-hmm.
Russia's a communist country. So why are we not doing business? So why aren't we able to have a relationship with Cuba? That's what if somebody's listening to one of these programs today and they hear that discussion and the shots taken because Raul Castro and Obama shook hands? The real question here is, why do we have this attitude toward Cuba that we don't have toward any of the other communist states? And I suggest to you that it's all about the politics of the Hispanics that came from Cuba that are a big voting bloc. That's all this is.
Say, it all has to do with the voting block.
That's all it has. That's all it is.
That's it.
The fact that we don't do, nor have we done business with Cuba for decades, is asinine. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, what happened afterwards, when we got out of there, after Batista took the fall and Castro took over, the essence of the Dutch, the British, the Germans, the French, going in there and buying up pretty much every business that was nationalized. It took away all the businesses that had been set up, and there were a lot of American businesses that were there for sure. But instead of going back and saying, okay, this is the reality, we understand, you know, okay, so there was a revolution. It's not like the first time there was a revolution someplace and we didn't either have a hand in it or we didn't take advantage of it when it was all over. And so that's what's happened there. It's nonsensical, in my opinion anyway. And it's, but that's a secondary issue to the fact that that the Nelson Mandela funeral, not attended by as many people as predicted, weather bad, family speaking, it's over now. And a lot of people are talking about Bill Clinton going in a separate plane, and Jimmy Carter going in a separate plane, and Mrs. Clinton going over with President Bush and his wife, and the president and his wife. I don't know. It's just interesting conversation. Does it mean much? Nah. Doesn't mean much of anything. For the most part, the Obamas were in the presidential cabin, the Bushes were in the medical office, and Mrs. Clinton was in the senior staff cabin, and they all slept. The plane took off yesterday afternoon. It flew through the night and landed in Johannesburg a couple hours before the funeral started. And by this time, there's some sort of state gathering of all the heads of state. But by 4 or 5 hours from now, they'll load everything back up in the transports, load the president and all the people back on Air Force One, and back again they come. So the people who have been commenting on Facebook at our Facebook site, facebook.com/good day, and Twitter, Kenny, have been saying that it was a, well, not all of them, but some have said, what a big, gigantic waste of money. Because it costs, by
yeah,
the time you...
People.
Yeah, what are the things being said there that have value?
Well, most of the conversation on our Facebook page now is the debate over whether the flags in the United States should have been lowered to half mast.
No, is the answer to that. Anybody else want to? Jennifer, what do you think?
I agree with the no on that.
I do too. It should be safe for Americans.
Yeah, no.
There's other ways to pay tribute.
So whoever has said no, we agree with. Anybody who says yes, we disagree with. Okay, what else?
What else? There's a lot of comments about. But if you're posting on there, be kind to each other. I see that the disagreement is getting a little ugly.
No excuse for being disagreeable. Do we ban people who are not polite? Should we do that? Do we do that? Can we do that?
Look at us. We have very divergent views, and yet we're very polite to each other.
We're all friends most of the time.
Yeah,
there's no excuse for that. So cut it out. That would be my, just, you know what, go do it someplace else, don't do it here, because I don't want that kind of a tone set on the Facebook page or any other. I mean, we can disagree. The email that I read this morning, maybe I'll read this again just for fun. All right, Roberta, you ready?
Ready for what?
My email of the day.
I got a fan letter.
Okay.
Uh-huh. What did I say that? Michael, what are you talking about? I didn't use that word before. I did? When did I say it? Go on the air and what did I say? How did I say it?
It's in the letter.
It's in the letter.
Michael will bleep you if you're not careful.
I used a word that begins with B?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you've used that word.
Oh, I see, yeah. Well, why can't I use that word? That's not it. Why would you think I shouldn't use that word? Somebody say that I shouldn't use that word?
I don't think it's the word we're allowed to use, is it?
What is it? Whisper it in my ear.
Female dog. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You said that on the air?
Well, that's because it's part of the email. Oh. I did not say A. I didn't use the word. I just said
A. I didn't even flinch, sir.
All right, here we go. Dear Dudley, you are a pompous, self-righteous a-hole.
Starting out well so far, don't you think, Roberta?
I don't know what they taught you in school, but it sure as hell wasn't how to be smart. Go to any small town diner, and you'll hear at least one ignorant blank blankety blank blank. That's a word I wouldn't use on the air. Begins with a D. That sounds exactly like you. He's usually well off, more than likely a farmer. How many well off farmers?
More than likely a farmer.
Yeah, and he wants everybody to hear him as he grumbles and complains. How's that, Michael? I'll use that word instead about the topics of interest. My conclusion is that you are suffering from irregularity. I know what it's like when you can't take a decent dump, Doug. The reason why you're such a crybaby is because you're stupid and you have a dirty diaper. Nobody wants to help you because you would continue to cry even if you had a clean diaper.
How old is this writer? Like 11?
Listen to your show because it teaches me how not to be. Thanks, Dud. Brian Finucani, I believe his name is. All right. And now it's time.
I would frame that letter. That's a great letter.
One man's opinion. Right. It's okay. But I get off on various and sundry things. Actually, one of the things that I'm going to take a long look at with you in a moment is the free gas stations that are opening up around the country. And what I want to find out what you think about that. Meanwhile, Roberta is going to have a Queen of Cheap report for us because there are important things to celebrate as we get close to Christmas and ways to do it. So we'll get to that after we talk about Heart Factors Plus. If you have not ordered Heart Factors yet, this is your best chance, ladies and gentlemen. You got a couple of weeks left before Christmas, right? 2 weeks from tomorrow, so 2 weeks from today is hard to believe. 2 weeks from today will be Christmas Eve. The holiday season, buying season, celebratory season. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen up the arteries and improve their elasticity, therefore maintaining your healthy blood pressure levels. That is why Heart Factors works so well to get blood up to your brain, all to your muscles, to your heart. Heart's a big muscle. You want to get a lot of blood in there, then you need to use Heart Factors Plus. Might be the very best gift you can give yourself or give other people in your family, your friends. Why not? It's a great post this holiday season for a stocking stuffer. Call them right now to order Heart Factors Plus, them being the folks at Chamonix, 800-577-8560. As they say, operators are standing by. 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors Plus right now and get a brand new CoQ10 and fish formula just for trying Heart Factors Plus. So, you get the Heart Factors Plus, you get the CoQ10 formula, and you also get free express shipping for Christmas. Mention Doug Steffen, get the best deal you can get. 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
She's the queen of cheap. The diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli,
the queen of cheap. The queen is here.
Now, everybody, off with your heads.
Off with your heads.
Over your heads.
Why don't you do something more constructive, Roberta?
How about 50% off? I like that idea. If you're looking for a great gift for mom or grandma, get them one of those flirty little aprons, you know, with the lace and things around them. Well, these are Christmas ones. They're red and green. They're 50% off plus free shipping just through tomorrow, though. So we have the coupon code for you at DougStephan.com. Doug! Free Waffle Houses, good
wow.
Till December 22nd.
Why didn't I have that last week when I was driving cross country? I looked for the Waffle House. At least I stopped once at a Waffle House.
I know. It's a coupon for a free waffle. It's good Monday to Friday. You can get it right through December 22nd. We have them over for you at DougStephan.com. Don't forget that Amazon wants to give you $5. You have to do it before December 15th, though. What you do is you create a wish list, you share it on Facebook, and then they give you $5 off a $35 order. Not bad at all. And speaking about getting something from Amazon, they're giving you free Amazon Prime right now, which is the free 2-day shipping. Normally, you got to pay, I don't know what it is. It's like
$75, isn't it?
$75, $79 a year for Amazon Prime. Well, this is, they'll give you a month free, great for holiday shopping. And eHarmony, if you want to ring in the new year with the new love of your life, Jennifer, eHarmony is giving you 73% off a 12-month subscription. The offer expires at the end of the year, and we have the special coupon code for you for the 73% off at DougStephan.com. And you will find all of these great deals and also a lot of other ways to save money and some great holiday gift ideas all at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com. So go check it out and save mucho moolah.
Supermarket guru Phil Lempert has suggestions for spicing up your festive foods and where to get the festive foods, where to best procure them. He's the man in the know when it comes to buying food. Phil Lempert's box next to Queen of Cheap Box at DougStephan.com.
Hello, dude. Tonka Truck here. Put me on your holiday list. We got work to do, like bringing dirt into the house and running over your sister dolls and ripping giant holes in your pants, because you'll be on your knees a lot. Get me on that list. Oh, you can't write? We'll draw a picture and put a heart on it. Get some every time.
Something missing from your list, like Tonka, Barbie, or Play School toys? Come to Kohl's Christmas Doorbuster Sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. And get Kohl's cash. Kohl's, expect great things.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Shows on NBC now. Jennifer will give you a further report on who's doing what on The Voice and what the new sing-off for this season is all about. This was the first song sung last night on The Voice. Top five contestants opened up the show with the Best Day of My Life. That would be James Wolpert, Will Champlin, Jacqueline Lee, Cole Vosbury, and Tess Ann Chin singing this. What do we know about this song? Anybody know this song?
I don't. It sounds familiar, but I don't know a lot about this song.
Michael, would you say American? What is the American Office? What does that mean?
It means that's the band.
Oh, the band is called it. That did this. The Best Day of My Life was done by the American Office. Okay, got that. Crank it up. Do we like this or not?
It's okay. It's not my favorite group number that they've ever done.
So,
it's kind of cool, though.
That was the beginning of the show. The end of the show, Michael, play cut 10-008. Tess Ann Chin closing the show with Bridge Over Troubled Water. And for us just can't be. So the elimination is tomorrow for one of these, right?
Yes, today.
Today, right.
Yes.
This was last night, so it's today. So we'll have it tomorrow. You like
Pretty.
This?
I like this.
Bertie, you like this? No. Kenny, what do you think?
It's okay.
We have our own judges panel. So we have no, okay, and good.
Yes.
All right. And I don't, it doesn't register with me at all. So, but none of these really. The only one that I've heard that I liked so far was the James Wolpert version of With or Without You. Which was sung last night. He's one of the contestants as well. Okay, so that's from The Voice last night. And then after The Voice, the sing-off was on. This is the a cappella show. Nobody has no orchestration. It's all a cappella. And so the 10 groups that are, this is mostly, I don't think, yeah, there always are groups because these you couldn't do a cappella by yourself. Hello, duh. So the 10 groups opened up the show with a medley of pretty fun songs, I think. The band named Fun, and these are songs from their repertoire. So they are fun songs.
Fun, yes, they are fun.
Yeah, fun songs.
Oh,
kick out of the name of the groups here. There's a group called Ten. I have a friend who had a horse named Ten. Element, Voice Play, the Philharmonic, the Acousticats. Huh. Now, they already have, they have eliminations in the, this is the first, isn't this the first night of the sing-off?
Yeah, it started this week. Mm-hmm.
But they have eliminations already?
They probably do, yeah.
Yeah. There was a sing-off between Voice Play and Princeton Footnotes, and apparently Voice Play was the winner of that sing-off, so it was the Princeton Footnotes that got sent home. I didn't realize they had eliminations already.
Got to be quick on this show.
I guess you do, right. You got to be quick on this show, too.
That's right.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are numerous studies demonstrating that psychological stress can weaken a human's ability to stave off illness and disease. I'm thoroughly convinced the same holds true for your pet. I am also convinced that most dog guardians do not pay nearly enough attention to their four-footed best friend's frame of mind. It's not that these people are cruel or abusive. It's just that no one ever points out the dog's need for good mental health. The fact of the matter is that many of today's dogs are kept indoors virtually all of the time, except for maybe two or three brief walks a day, and they spend hours on end in homes where everyone works and everyone's out of the house, the kids are off to school. That's the typical dog. Take a nap in the morning, get up a little bit, take a nap in the afternoon, get up a little bit, take another nap. Of course, they're going to get into mischief. They're bored, and the biggest problem with destructive behavior in the house is boredom. So keep your pets mentally stimulated and physically stimulated, and I promise when you come home, your house will be in the same shape as you left it. And get that stress off your pets also. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What's so funny?
Somebody just sent me an email to respond to the guy. This is, I always love this. So, for those of you who are just joining us, it's 33 after the hour. Doug's Good Day program, news of the day, information that you need and will covet through the rest of your day. A couple of interesting stories from The Guardian, which I have now subscribed to on all of the various, I have about 14 different news sources that I use, and they're all set on my computer so I can go around. I check the I had The Guardian installed, and I check it every day, and there's some very interesting stories that, since the Edward Snowden thing, it seems to be more prevalent, more prominent, so I'll bring you up to date with a couple of the stories from there in a moment. But first, the response to this email that came from listener Brian, who was not happy with me, referred to me as a pompous, self-righteous blank hole. Well, here's a lady who's written something that I suppose maybe answers that. This is the answer email. Apparently, I'm a pompous a-hole listener and fan of yours. Your show is the only talk program I listen to and follow every day. You talk about things we need to know. You're not afraid to tell like it is. If I need an honest opinion on a topic, I can depend on you to give it to me. No one that is based, not one that's based on getting negative attention just to increase ratings like some of the hosts do. Plus, Jennifer is the best co-host, no slight to you, Roberta, that you could ever have. She's bright. She's nobody's made me laugh or even shed a tear like she can do. In fact, aww, she may be the reason that other Papa's A-hole listeners keep listening to you.
You're welcome, Tucky.
Keep up the good work by informing us.
Nobody likes me.
With what all we need.
I like you.
This is Eileen listening in Oklahoma City.
Crawl under a rock.
No, oh, stop.
Hey, I like you. Does that count for anything? No?
Nobody likes
me. All right, so the NSA, according to news reports in The Guardian, American and British intelligence agencies have been secretly spying on gamers all over the world. This is a report based on documents leaked by Mr. Snowden, revealing that undercover agents have been monitoring online games for years. They trawl the virtual universes of games like World of Warcraft. Mm-hmm. What in the world? What is that game about?
It's very popular. I have no idea. I'm so not a video game person.
There's a lot of, say that again? A
lot of shooting in it.
Well,
shooting, people shooting.
Yeah, no, I got that. I just there are a lot of those. And wonder why would they choose this one? Kenny, you got any insight into why this one over others?
Because it's the most popular.
It is. Okay. Let's see here. In one of the leaked documents that I'm reading, the NSA warned that the games could give terrorists a place to hide in plain sight. The agency also mentioned that opponents could use video games to recruit other users or carry out virtual weapons training.
Hmm.
And how did they come to that conclusion would be my question. Anybody know? Any more insight?
You need to get a video game expert on to tell us, because well, the three of us clearly are not. Right. I'm like, do you remember Centipede?
Well, is that an age thing? Is that an age thing?
Probably. I mean, 20-something?
No.
No?
It's a very popular game for all ages, from teenagers into...
It's a fantasy game, people. The way I understand it, right?
Yes, and you build armies and various kinds of spacecraft, and it's all about conquering everyone else that you're playing.
Really?
It's a good message.
All right.
So American! Let's conquer them!
That's a story in The Guardian today. Mm-hmm. Also a story in The Guardian, they have listed the persons of the year, according to their research or their reporting, and they say that Edward Snowden is the person of the year. They have others, top 10, like we do magazine newspapers over here. But as far as they're concerned, Edward Snowden
is
number one, the NSA whistleblower for exposing the scale of internet surveillance. And Chelsea Manning is on the list as well. What did you start to say, Kenny?
Well, I was just going to say, of course they would pick him, because he really put them on the map.
Yes, he did. In fact, yes, he did. Another story from The Guardian today. I think this is a reprint of a story, and I think we've posted this, Kenny. Have you done this, The Five Regrets of the Dying?
Yes, it's on our DougStefan.com, and it's also on our Facebook page. So it's a great thing to share with your friends and family.
It is. It's not like it was, I guess it's not upbeat, but it is a reality that I think bears repeating. The Top Five Regrets of the Dying, this is from... an overview. Ken Kronhaus sent me a copy of this. Ken is one of the doctors that we focus on here on the Good Day program. He's done a survey as well of his patients, and he put together a list that is very similar to this one, in fact. The five regrets that people say when they are passing, that they, you know, these are the things I wished I'd have done more of.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. I think
that's a big one.
It is. And that's probably the most common regret, when people realize that their life is almost over and look back clearly. It's easy to see how many dreams have gone unfulfilled. Tough stuff.
Mm.
Why not make the better choices? When you die and you know that you made choices that weren't correct. Health brings a freedom very few people realize. What are you without your health? As a question that's sort of like topic A, subtitle A under this. Number two, I wished I hadn't worked so hard.
It depends. If you don't enjoy your work, that's a big deal. You spend more of your time working than anything else. So, you know.
But there is a treadmill that goes with work. There really is. But it's an escape for a lot of people. There's another article, not in The Guardian, but there's one today that I saw in one of the sources that I use about how convenient it is now for people to get divorced and how easy it is, and one of the things that they complain about is a spouse not understanding what he or she does at work or caring much about it. And so oftentimes that split causes one or the other to work more because they avoid. How many of you avoid conversations with your spouse about anything serious? Because you know it'll end up in an argument. And if that's the case, why are you married to that person?
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Number three on the list, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. Many people suppress their feelings in order to keep peace with others. As a result, they settle for a mediocre existence. If you can't be honest and talk from the heart about whatever it is, you haven't learned to express yourself and to talk about your feelings or your thoughts, the primary reason for your existence dissipates. If you can't express yourself, it seems to me, with people that you care about, then you don't have anything. They don't care about you. Or you don't care, or you don't understand what their relationship with you is. A lot of people bitter and resenting the fact that they never speak about their feelings. Well, speak them. I think there's a poem, and I'm trying to remember what it is when I think about feelings and stuff, how one is encouraged to express his or her feelings. 4, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. How many people would think that? Mm-hmm. You're very good at keeping in touch with your friends, Roberta, and so is Jennifer, Kenny. I'm guessing you are. I don't consider, friend is a very important word to me. It's not casual acquaintances are not my friends. They are just that. Mm-hmm. They are casual acquaintances. I can count the number of good friends I have probably on my two hands. And most of you, if you're really honest with yourself, would say the same thing.
Most people only on one hand. You're lucky
maybe.
You get to use two.
Well, maybe I'm not. Maybe I get a couple in there that ought not to be there.
No, and I think if you feel it, sometimes friendship, it's more about how you interpret it.
It may be a one-way deal, too.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you're other.
But that's okay.
Yeah. And I wish that I had let myself be happier was number 5 on that list.
That's a sad one.
Yeah, it is. Many did not realize until the end that happiness is a choice. They'd stayed stuck in old patterns and habits. The so-called comfort of familiarity overflowed into their emotions as well as their physical lives. Fear of change had them pretending to others and to themselves that they were happy when they were not. Wow. So hopefully that's food for thought. And again, if you want to find out more or you want to read into it, you can go to facebook.com/Good Day Show, where we've posted it, and you can share it with others if you'd like to do that. Let me share something with you about your hair. Jennifer's going to share some television news with us in a few moments. In the meantime, ladies, gentlemen, mom, dad, girls, boys, well, it's not going to be for girls and boys. This is for people who are adults. The product is called Provia. Now your best chance, as there are 2 weeks left before Christmas, how about providing a Provia Christmas for the person who is
follicularly
challenged?
That's it.
Strengthen your hair follicles, clean out the pores, have the follicles that open up, the hair comes out. It's kind of like opening, remember the old, what do they call those boxes that they used to hit them and they'd open and the thing would pop out? What the heck were those boxes called? This is what this does. I know you're all thinking I'm crazy, but there is an old box I remember. I used to hit it, and it up. I used to, when I was like 3 or 4 years old, get the biggest kick out of it.
A jack in the box?
Yeah, I guess that's probably what it was. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's what it was. But I don't know that we called it a jack in the box. Yeah, maybe we did. Anyway, I just was fascinated, not with what it was called, but why I pushed the top of it and boom.
It doesn't take much.
It didn't take much to fascinate me as a kid. I needed as many distractions as I could get. Anyway, Provia, and how did we get to that? Oh, we were talking about cleansing your pores and having the hair, the new hair, grow out, popping out all over the place, which is what it'll do over the next 3 or 4 months. Why don't you call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. You get it, you will find your hair getting stronger, fuller, more beautiful. Could be the best gift that you would get for yourself or give it to somebody else. Why not? 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Receive a brand new Provia Super Concentrate jar for faster results even. And you get free express shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. So get your hair to grow, make it more beautiful, and help somebody else to have the same look, if you will. 800-525-8319. Who have you got to run their fingers through your hair this Christmas? Whoever it is, maybe they'll help you along if you don't have much by giving you Provia. 800-525-8319.
Hey, fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, And you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Money can be tight around the holidays, and any chance to save can really help. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Smart shoppers have found that switching from national brands to Aldi exclusive brands can save them up to 50%. For some great seasonal entertaining tips, here's Rachel Singer-Gordon from MashupMom.com.
At Aldi, I can find everything I need for the ultimate holiday meal, from hors d'oeuvres and side dishes to the main course and dessert. The Aldi Test Kitchen has created delicious seasonal recipes like apple cider and balsamic glazed spiral ham, and Italian sausage dressing cups that are certain to impress my guests. I also make sure to stock up on ready-made appetizers and desserts from Aldi, like gourmet cheeses, crackers, and Lovin' Fresh Pies. With Aldi, a happier holiday is both easy and affordable.
A recipe book featuring everything from appetizers to desserts is available in Aldi stores and at Aldi.us. And to stay up to date on the latest news, seasonal items, and recipes, follow Aldi on Facebook or search Aldi USA on Pinterest and Twitter.
I'm a good gift giver. No, a fantastic gift giver. What do I get in return? An unnecessary cheek pinch. I deserve more. So this year, I'm giving Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. For every $25 I spend, I can get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. So the next time I hear, "Oh, that's so sweet," it better be referring to honey barbecue sauce.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Valid in restaurants. Participating U.S. locations only. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. Until limited to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2013. See official rules at BuffaloWildWings.com for restrictions and details.
People go wild for football at Buffalo Wild Wings. So do they. So do them. So do they. So do we. So does Buffalo Wild Wings. Try our 82 pepperoni pockets. Cheese and pepperoni wrapped in pizza dough. And our hog mild to wild fries. Crumbled bacon. Top with your favorite sauce. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Yeah. I don't know. I guess that stuff is all yummy if you like that stuff. All right, Jennifer.
Dougie.
A couple of weeks ago, we had at DougStefan.com, and everybody else was talking about on Family Guy killing off the family dog, the talking dog.
It was
dog,
a tragedy.
Brian. Yes.
Brian, now, the dog died, yes.
All right, so what are they doing to fix that?
Well, he's coming back.
Really?
Spoiler alert.
It's like Patrick Ewing coming back?
Yeah, exactly. He's coming back to the December 15th episode, though it's very mysterious how he will actually return. Stewie tried to build a time machine to save the dog. He was unable to. But now, the Christmas Guy episode, December 15th, he will devise a master plan to get the one and only thing he wants for Christmas, which is his doggy. Get ready to get your tissues out, because it'll be a sad one. Right. All right. Also, in the news, Barbara Walters has her Most Fascinating People special coming up. And apparently she had a little scuffle with ABC. She wanted to name Edward Snowden the number one most fascinating person of the year. And ABC nixed that fast. Said,
really?
You can put him on the list, but he cannot be number one.
So they didn't agree with it. The Guardian has him at number one, but and she wanted him there, but...
Exactly. Also at ABC, Scandal hit show. Everybody loves this one. It's very popular. Yeah. It's in its second season, but the network has reduced the order of the show from 22 episodes to 18. No word why. They haven't given a reason for the cutback, but the star is pregnant, so that could be it. It's kind of hard to hide that baby bump.
Right. All right. So that takes care of that. What else have you got?
AFI Awards listed their top 10 TV shows on it. The Americans, Breaking Bad, The Good Wife, and Scandal.
I like The Good Wife. I'm with that one. 51 after the hour on Today's Good Day.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Kauffman Foundation to use our Good Day program to help jumpstart business startups. Entrepreneurs are focused in Dream Big America. The Kauffman Foundation just released a new study about who exactly is behind many of the startup companies that are creating our much-needed new jobs. Baby Boomers, stay tuned for Startups in Action right here on Good Day.
Welcome to Startups in Action. I'm small business media mentor and crowdfunding intelligence reporter Mike Hayes. A study by the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation reports that the highest rate of entrepreneurial activity over the past few years is not Gen Y startups, but rather baby boomers in the 55 to 64-year-old age group. So before you launch a crowdfunding campaign, let's get boomers some free legal advice from Art Neal and Terry Karabonic of NewMediaRights.org.
Crowdfunding for really exciting ideas, and especially for hyper niche community or for a particular community that's interested in a particular subject, you can raise money from that community, from thousands of people who may be able to give a very small amount, and I think it opens up a new source of capital. But you really, I've learned, you got to do it right. It has to be a very thought out, concerted effort where you really put together a great video explaining what you're going to do, and then you come up with real, tangible, you know, returns, and that you actually, then you've got to actually follow through on that project. You really need to, for, even if the site doesn't require you to, it's for your own, you know, reputation and your ability to even get any funds in the future, you have to follow through on that commitment.
One thing we've noticed is that how important it is that you take care of certain legal problems before you do a crowdfunding campaign. If you're worried about content you're using and you're not sure if it's copyright protected or the way you're using it is okay, that's something you absolutely need to get thought out before you go ahead and launch your crowdfunding campaign. You're more likely to have a smooth campaign if you take care of all the legal problems beforehand.
We also find that as soon as people are commercializing and making money, that's when all the problems come up. You know, you had a great idea, you've been working on it for 12 months, but it's when you start raising money, that's when you will finally get the nasty letter from somebody saying, oh, you're infringing my trademark, oh, you're infringing my copyright, and then it's the whole project is in question. You know, so taking care of it early could have saved you a lot of time and a lot of money.
And that's where organizations like New Media Rights can really help out at the very beginning. And if startups and creators come to us at the very beginning before they launch that campaign, there is so much more that we can do to help than at the nasty lawyer letter stage. Because by then, usually the project is pretty thoroughly underway and it's very hard to backtrack at that point.
Many of the people we work with, as Terry mentioned, they're so early in the process. So let's say you've got a great idea for a new kind of web service or a mobile app, and you want to get ready, you want to launch that, you've been working on your website, well, there's a lot of things you need to think about from the legal side before you actually launch on day one. Did you get the right to the name that you're using, number one? Secondly, if you have a bunch of users signing into your website, and especially if it's a highly interactive site where they're sharing a lot of information, personal information, photos, video, text information, who owns that? How can you reuse that? What are the rights that they have? What's the arrangement between you and the individual? How is their personal information going to be used? All that should be actually dealt with in a precisely tailored terms of use and privacy policy. Then it's much easier to come to a group like New Media Rights and either for a very low cost or even free, depending on your situation, you know, get those drafted well so that you protect your business early on. And if you're doing a heavy amount of sharing creative content, that is photos, video, the written word, do you have the rights to the content that's being shared on there? If not, how do you protect yourself from the content that third parties are sharing on there? So having somebody, like a pre-publication review, look at the website, look at the technology before it goes out, and say, hey, here's a couple things you can do to really limit your liability in terms of the way that you're doing this. I think it's really smart to come to a group like New Media Rights early and figure out the problems before they arise and really limit your liability by getting legal help early on.
Art and Terry, thanks for joining us all here on Startups in Action.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, contact me, startupsinaction@gmail.com. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.